This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is your old buddy, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. You ain't going to find another show anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. This is the one. Look no further. That's it. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Got some good stuff for you this week. Actually, I wish you missed it. You missed it just before I turned the microphone on. I was cracking my knuckles. And it made a beautiful sound. An absolutely lovely sound. Well, the ice has thawed on one of the coldest little personal battles in some time in the next world. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs and the legendary Walt Disney. As you should know, they have been kind of co-operators of what used to be called Trump City, which was run by Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump. He was running it as a kind of a whites-only enclave, actually. Although he denied it, but that's the fact. That's what it was. And they took it over and they turned it into a tech center, and then they had a major falling out. And that was really kind of ugly there for a while. They weren't speaking, and it was just kind of nasty. Well, somehow, they've reconciled. No one seems to know exactly how that happened. But they are back together working again. And that's good news. They had a joint press conference the other day. Well, they were both smiling. I mean, maybe they were faking it, but apparently they put on a good show. And they announced that they're going to be working on a project together. This has come together rather quickly, apparently. The project is going to be the Afterlife's first Disney theme park. Now, Walt's been there for, I believe, over 40 years, so it's kind of surprising that up to this point, he never built a theme park in the afterlife. But that is the case. Apparently, they're going to be working together on this. Now, the word that's getting out, because this not all of this is official, but the word is that the new park will be more cutting-edge, technically, than the ones currently on the earthly plane, which you would expect with Jobs being so involved in it. And together they said at the press conference that they are looking forward to creating, quote, the Disney attraction of the future. I'd like to see it. It sounds really cool because, as you probably know, Disney parks here on the earthly plane are actually, they're actually pretty technologically advanced already. So it's hard to imagine what they could be moving forward to from that as the base. You know, someday I hope to see it. Another really blockbuster story we've been following, probably the most blockbuster story we've been following for some time, is the recently announced gay relationship between Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you know that they have been BFFs for a while, but apparently nobody saw this relationship, this sexual relationship coming. They were just kind of buddies, and then they moved in together, and even then nobody seemed to have suspected anything. But a few weeks back, they announced that they are, in fact, lovers. And I mean, God bless them. I hope everything goes well for them. But I don't know about you, but I've been wondering what their spouses thought about all this. Well, we may have an answer to that question now. Ava Braun and Coretta Scott King were ambushed in public separately, not together, but separately, by a street reporter for a Next World TMZ-type show. Now, through an interpreter, Ava Braun says she refuses to accept the notion that her Dolph is homosexual. That's the word she used. Guess she's a little old school, Ava. Doesn't like to use the word gay. She said she will never believe such a thing. And that this is a quote from her via the German, translated into English. She said the entire story is a fiction created by the press to tarnish the legacy of, quote, the greatest man the world has ever known, unquote. Now, Hitler is a 100% changed man. He has completely renounced his old Nazi ways. He has said he was terrible. He said he will spend the rest of eternity trying to make up for the horrible things he's done. But I get the feeling Abe is talking about the old Adolf. Don't you? When she calls him the greatest man the world has ever known. Now, when a microphone was stuck in Coretta Scott King's face, who is the estranged wife of Dr. Martin Luther King, she said, according to my sources, she was kind of tight-lipped. She did get ambushed by this reporter, so it was kind of a surprise. She had no comment except that she wants nothing for the best for her estranged husband, whatever that may be. That sounds really kind of, what's the word I want? A little bland? Is that the word I want? Do you get the feeling that she might have mixed feelings, which would certainly be understandable, right? About, you know, with this situation. Get the feeling she has a lot she'd like to say, but she thinks maybe she should hold back. Because I get that feeling. All right, word coming out of his camp is that Baseball Hall of Famer Babe Ruth may be re-entering show business sooner rather than later. If you know the show here, you know that Babe Ruth was a shock jock in the afterlife on a radio station called Heaven 107. People said he would make Howard Stern blush when he was really on a roll. And he got pushed out the door. He did an interview with Jimmy Pearsall, who's a former Major League Baseball player who had a lot of mental health issues. And some people thought that Babe simply went too far, giving Jimmy Pearsall a hard time about his mental health issues. And then after that, Babe seemed to have had a change of heart and kind of said, I don't want to be that guy anymore. And he softened the show considerably, which a lot of his old fans did not appreciate. And ultimately, Heaven 107 pointed him to the door. And then they hired, and if you don't know this, hold on to your hats because it's a good one. They hired Professor Stephen Hawking to take over the show. And by all accounts, Hawking is more than holding his own in the position. Well, the word making the rounds is that the Bambino may be getting a new TV show in which he goes one-on-one with some of the major figures from history, because everyone who was ever on the earthly plane is in the afterlife. So the word is these will be one-on-one interviews, and they'll be more in the vein of his later show, Babe Ruth's later show, rather than the shock jock iteration of the show. It's not officially confirmed, but the rumor is that Ruth has decided he wants to be remembered in the afterlife as something more serious than the shock jock morning show he was doing. People who are close to him say they are currently reaching out to legends like Albert Einstein to submit to intimate interviews by the Baseball Hall of Famer. Lastly, comic actor slash magician Harry Anderson arrived in the next world recently, and he said that his dream would be to work in a magic shop like the one that was on Main Street USA in Disneyland when he was young. That's where Steve Martin got his first job in sort of borderline show business. And Harry said he thinks that would be fantastic to work in a place like that where there are a lot of kids and to demonstrate magic tricks to them. Well, it sounds like he's gotten a little closer to that because some producers have offered him a job as host of a kids' TV show on which he would demonstrate tricks for boys and girls. That sounds like a really great job for Harry. That sounds like it would be right in his wheelhouse. And Harry has said he'd be very excited about the offer, although the deal is not signed as yet. Okay, kids, that's it for me. That's it. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio for this week. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, you will find the show on iTunes. You will find the show on the Google Play Store. You will find the show on YouTube. And on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock, you will find the show, if you are so lucky as to be in the Los Angeles area, on K-Chung Radio AM 1630, where it is a segment on a program called Inspirado Projecto Radio. We are so happy that they air that every show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm the Celebrity Medium. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.